It's that big. Is it that big? It looks as huge. Hey, good morning. Ooh, I think I need to clean the screen off. I don't know how to do it. I don't have anything to clean the screen. Looks kind of hazy. Anyway, good morning. It's the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I was hoping I had a little tissue here to clean the screen off with. I don't see anything. Because when you do it, it doesn't look so bad. But then you think about it, and you're like, ooh, I don't know. Let's hold on for a second. Let's see. There's always something. Right? Maybe that's better. Oh, that's much better. Oh, I think. Hi. Live YouTube. And it's Saturday morning. You're probably like, he's a nut. But it is live. I am drinking lots of coffee because I'm not awake yet. Hope you guys are all awake and enjoying Saturday. So, buddies in New Zealand, Australia, you already had your Saturday. I hope you did something fun. Had a good time. Did something interesting. Here, we're just starting our Saturday. Getting over Friday night. And going from there. Right, and this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. It's about 6:37, but again, it's the weekend, and I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach, and we are here to talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way so you can deliver value to your customer, get home in a decent time, not work 60, 80 hours a week, and have some fun, right? I mean, that's the idea. So whole work, no play, or work, 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 no play is very boring. Plus, got to have excitement in what you do and everything. And if it's just a job, a J-O-B, then are you really going to work hard? No, I don't think so. So I'm drinking some. Haven't done that in a while. I haven't really drank coffee in a while during the show. Anyway, let's get going, right? Let's get going into the show. I did want to mention something. The other day, it was funny, I was looking at one of the shows we did, was talking about the trash drug and how telling your customer that you're going to be there. Well, another week goes by, the city says, oh yeah, we're going to pick up your trash and it's going to be on time and you don't have to worry about it, right? Bad thing about drinking coffee in a live show is your throat. Shouldn't drink coffee in a while. Now I know why I haven't drank coffee in a long time. But it's just like my teams to say, oh yeah, we're gonna get all that stuff done. Oh yeah, 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 we're gonna do that. Whoa, yeah, we can overachieve. And again, they don't do it. So my suggestion for the longest time, and I keep sending it to the city of whether or not they ever listen to it, I don't know, but I'm gonna keep saying it. They need to take a week off and just catch up with what they're doing. I suggested that to a lot of my teams. When they got lots of bugs, things are screwed up, not gone. I say I call it take a knee sprint. Sometimes the teams need to take a knee, fix all the junk, catch up, get things straightened out, organize, reorganize. Because sometimes they lose their way and things just got out of control. And it happens. It's not terrible. You just need to fix it so it doesn't drag on and get everybody upset, because every week they're telling everybody, oh yeah, we'll be on time next week. Oh yeah, we'll be on time next week. Oh yeah, don't put the recyclables out. We'll be fine. Oh, you can put the recyclables out on Wednesday. And then they don't pick up. That communication just pisses off the customer, right? So if you're a Scrum team, you're developing code, delivering something to the customer, and you keep telling the customer, oh yeah, we're going to do that. Oh yeah, we're going to meet our commitment this sprint. And you never meet your commitments. Sooner or later, customer gets tired of it and is going to go looking around for somebody who will make their commitments and deliver in a reasonable fashion, right? I think most people are reasonable that they'll let you take a sprint off to fix things so that you can do better. But the goal is going to be you're going to be doing better after the sprint, right? So what are we going to talk about today besides the trash truck? I want to talk about acceleration metric that I use, and then Too many refinement meetings, right? We know in Scrum, we have our they really do a good job of identifying sprint planning, daily Scrum, sprint review, and sprint retrospective. And they give you a specific time box from which to do it in. But then they kind of mention refinement. Okay, well, how much refinement is good? And I'm going to talk about that a little bit because I got a couple teams that are just spending way too much time in refinement and they don't get it, right? And then the developer team complains they don't have enough time to code. And I go, well, I know why. Because you're refining too much. You got to get your stuff done before you make it to the team. And then you just ask for little tweaks from the team. Write the stories during the refinement session. But that's another issue. All right, acceleration. So this is why I invented this metric. So many managers out there want to compare teams from a velocity standpoint. Like, why does that team have 60 points per sprint and that team has 40 points per sprint? And why can't they both be at 60 points per sprint? And let's get them all sitting up. Let's compare teams. Wow, whoa, 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 whoa. Compare. Hey, Edwin, good morning. Sunshine. You should be evening over there, right, Edwin? Edwin's from New Zealand. He's on. So they all want to compare teams. That's what they want to do. I was arguing that with an Agile coach yesterday. Well, Greg, you know they want to compare teams. I'm like, yeah, but as an Agile coach, no, that's not what you do. You're just going to cause more trouble. So what I invent is an acceleration metric. Okay, so here's how it works. Team one, maybe I need a new pen. Do we have a better one? This blue one's not working too good. I got a couple green ones. Should we try green ones? Green's good. There we go. Team, right? I got a team. Team. Team one. And in sprint one, they get 45 points. Sprint two, then maybe they get 46 points. And we're going to do some math. So this is probably going to be all whacked out. Can you see the 46 points? 46 points. If I had a black pen, maybe a black pen would work better. Don't I have some black pens? I had a lot of pens. I got lots of green ones. Someone stole my black pens. I think it was Eddie. Can I blame the kids? I can blame the kids, right? Anyway, okay. So let's say we had a 44 and a 40. So the acceleration. So here's what it is. If I want to, and I have a team too, and maybe they're 60. 65, 60, 55. Okay. So these are much different, right? And most of the managers and people who are quasi-agile people and they really don't know, what do they want to do? I want team one to be like team two. Well, the way we set the estimating, because we don't want people to spend a lot of time estimating, but the organizations ask this question, spend a lot of time estimating. I'll tell you that truth. So what I did is an acceleration. What is an acceleration? So what it is the difference between the previous sprint. So that's 1 point, a negative two, a negative four, and this is 5 points, negative 5 points, negative 5 points, right? This is how much the team gets better. Now this is points. Now you have to be careful. I have to watch the power. Ooh, we're going to lose power. It says we got 29 minutes. So we're going to do this real quick, make sure we run out. Maybe we're just going to talk about this. Maybe I'll talk about the other one tomorrow because we are at the 9 minute mark. So that'll be about right. So we're just going to talk about this a little bit. But if I use points, again, this is 1 point versus 5 point, it's a big comparison. So what I do is a percentage. I do one out of 45, and I'm not going to do the math. I do 2 out of 46, and I do what's a negative two and a negative 4 out of 44. This gives me a ratio, which is not a point. This one again is 5 over 60, negative 5 over 65 and negative 5 over 60. So this is the acceleration, right? So now it's not pointed, but I can compare, is the team getting better or is it getting worse? So what I compare and what I ask the questions are from an acceleration perspective. Then you ask the question, like, let's say they're improving. Let's say their acceleration is maybe on average like 2% per sprint, which we talk about. 2% per sprint is a 52% improvement in the team. It's really awesome. We can ask the question, what are you doing as a team to improve your velocity? What are you doing to accelerate? That's really great. Can we share that with other teams? Because now you have case stuff, right? That's a great one. Or if they're going down, what's going on? What's causing you all to go down and your acceleration? You're not improving. What do we need to help fix that problem? So those are the two questions that you can ask. That aren't like, let's compare you to another team, right? As your questions, like a lot of these teams, these managers want to do. So that's kind of what you would ask. So let me do some math here. I'm gonna use my phone. So the first one, if I do this right, because we're gonna run out of power on the laptop here. Oh, come on. Yeah. Course, you would think they would give you an opportunity to like cycle to the beginning of the thing, but they don't. And then of course my son, who's been on my phone, calculator, let's move the calculator. Smart. Okay, so I got 1 divided by 45 equals 2%. So I'm just going to round up. So it's like, so this is like a 2%. 2% going up, right? And then clear, 2 divided by 46. And that's like a negative. Really? How can it be more? That doesn't make any sense. Oh. 2 divided by 45. Or 1. Oh, no. Ah, clear. It is early. Yeah, that's a 2%. And then I got a 2% negative, right? So 2 divided by 46 equals, wow, that's a negative 4%. I'm going to make this better, but it's a negative 4%. So I took the blue pen, which is not that good. And this is 2%. Right? And then let's do another one. 4 divided by 44 equals, that's like a negative 9%. So that's really going down in velocity, right? So it may not look a lot because it's points. But when you do percentages, like, wow, it just went down 9%. There's something really wrong with the team, right? We got to fix that. So let's say the other one, I got 5 divided by 60 equals, that's an 8% jump. That's a good one, right? But then I got 5 divided by 65. And we're just making that those numbers up. So that's a negative 7%. And then we got 5 divided by 60. That's a negative 8%. So what's interesting, the two teams, they both did good. This one really did good in that sprint. These two are consistently going down, and these two are going down. My question might be, as an organization, I got all my teams are going down. What organizational wise could be causing that problem, right? Because they're both trending down and about the same percentage of a drop. And that's the question, the percentages, right? It's not number of points, because you can't compare one set of points to another one. And it really, if one point on a, if the team's doing 80 points and they go down 1 point versus a team that's doing 40 points and go down 1 point, there's a big, that's a double size or less size impact on the other team. So with that, I'm going to cut it early. Well, actually, it's 15:15. So we're going to just stay on that topic, and we'll pick up tomorrow on the refinement sessions. So we'll do that tomorrow. I'll change the title in the video. And since the power is turning green on my laptop, I'll say goodbye. Ring the little bell. Enjoy a cup of coffee. Edwin, you probably need some coffee, but then you'll never go to sleep because it's like early in the morning. And you'll have an awesome Saturday, right? And we'll see you again tomorrow on Sunday. Take care. Bye. And see ya.